Station Space, Slapshot Radio.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Geeks in Space. We're broadcasting you live from where? Inside a solar flare this week. It's a little weird.
I'm tanning, though. I have not looked this tan since the time I fell asleep underneath the artificial tanner after I'd taken 15 codeine.
Right.
Dude, okay. You've been broken down into individual carbon atoms.
When have
okay?
you not been on 15
tan.
Codeine?
Hey, it... Well,
15 codeine is like your morning cup of coffee.
Well, you know, yeah. I need a little kick me to start my morning out.
I dissolve a bottle of amphetamines each and every morning before I come to work.
Which makes me vibrate. I lose approximately 15 pounds.
It's really hard to work in the same office as
vibration.
You.
And between that and your tanness, well, let's just say you look like some sort of android.
Actually, I look more like George Hamilton, hepped up on goofballs.
See, one of my hobbies has become lighting you on fire and seeing if you notice.
What? Fire? What are you? What?
Well, you're tuning in to this week's Take Two version
of I'm recording
Geeks in Space.
This one this time.
Yeah.
We've decided that you guys would be happy to know that we've at least had like one out of every three episodes we've recorded has somehow gone terribly awry. So if we ever we had them, it'd be great to have like the lost episodes because so far just about every other episode is lost.
Well, it's because we're using all this newfangled equipment. We're on the cutting edge of technology.
I personally liked it when we were just using that tape deck.
I liked
the microphone we had to pass.
I liked
around.
It better when we all huddled around the rotary telephone just called and like called everybody and talked to them at once.
There were a lot more fart jokes in those episodes.
Yes,
That was back before we sold out, right?
And yeah, bong tokes.
Yeah.
Look at this tape I have from the vault. You got to hear this one.
The Grateful Dead ain't got nothing on us.
Like, who are you?
Oh, I'm Jeff Hemos Bates.
I'm Rob Commander Taco Molda.
I'm Nate Ostendorp.
I'm Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
Or if you get spam, he's actually Potter Neil.
Or something like that.
He's Grandmaster Potter.
Yes, the Microsoft decision.
Which is, you know, pretty much all anybody is talking about on the internet right now for, I guess, obvious reasons, but it's beginning to wear thin on me, I guess.
Yeah, I don't really care at this point is really what it comes down to.
You're not a shareholder.
This is true.
Thank God.
I am not a Microsoft shareholder. I would like to state that for the record.
Yeah, but weren't we going to, like, do the one share per week?
Yeah, what about
Microsoft
the takeover plan in episode 3A?
Yeah, I think the buyout is done. But actually...
really?
The buyout has been put on hold.
No, we're, like, majority shareholders now?
I think our hostile takeover bid was refused.
We own all of it, actually. Oh,
dude, then this sucks. The government is totally biting on our asses.
Oh, you didn't get that memo. I'll make sure you get another copy.
And about those TPS. Forms. Yeah. We're putting the TPS forms on
okay.
all the faxes now.
Yeah.
Make sure to use a cover letter.
So if you can do that, that'd just be great. Okay?
Yeah. See, I always I always thought we should have taken over Microsoft by printing up, you know, lots of BSI stock and buying it entirely with BSI stock.
Right.
1 billion shares valued at the 0.1 cent that you could get by recycling this paper.
You just have to take into account worth after it owns Microsoft.
Actually, it's just like it's those coupons that you get. That is
the grease.
This
stamps.
Is not worth any money whatsoever, except for 0.008 cents to the rebate.
Actual
Why
cash
did
value.
Do that?
Because people like me save them up
and go out and buy.
Dude, check it out! I've got 8 billion coupons. I'm collecting them.
At 0.005 cent real cash value.
Well, I mean, it seems like you could, like, go to a grocery store and take the flyer, and if every coupon in there, you know, has, like, 0.001 cent, you just take a whole stack.
You could at least get two
like
or three
buck.
Cents out of the whole thing.
Penny candy.
I bet it's
Penny
limit
candy.
One, bet it's limit one per customer.
Yeah.
Damn coupons.
Okay, so anyway, Microsoft. Judge Jackson issued his findings of fact, as everyone on the planet knows now, which is not a binding conviction, despite what a lot of people seem to think.
It just means that he thinks they're naughty.
Yeah, he came out pretty one-sided against Microsoft, saying that They are a monopolistic company. And what
surprise,
that means
surprise.
Is that actually legally then, because it's been deemed to be a monopoly, they're held to a much harsher version of the law than if Jackson had said that the government had not proved they were a monopoly. So their punishment can be much harsher, which will be interesting.
Lashings. Caning of all executives.
I don't know.
If that were televised, I think C-SPAN would be a lot more interesting.
They should make it pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Pay-per-view right. Microsoft
Isn't that
caning.
Fox, like America's worst canings or something?
America's worst corporate executive canings.
Live tonight from Atlantic
Steve
City.
Jobs. See, I invented everything in the universe because Apple broke. Ow! All right. That
right.
was great. Next week.
Quite so. Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see what'll happen. It's probably, it'll be the beginning of next year before any sort of conviction is passed down. And then, of course, there's the inevitable appeals to the whole thing. Unless
Which basically
settle.
Means that your grandchildren will, this will affect your grandkids.
Well, the interesting part is that because it's been deemed to be a monopoly, the Department of Justice can use what's called the Antitrust Expediting Act, which Teddy Roosevelt set up in 1932.
Where Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders
are not
in.
Teddy Roosevelt. FDR. No Rough Riders.
They're dead, okay? You don't need to get their names right
but
anymore.
But essentially what happens is that in June of 98, Microsoft went to the Federal Appeals Court, and the Federal Appeals Court is pretty sympathetic to Microsoft. If they use the Antitrust Expediting Act, then it goes right to the Supreme Court. And then Woo-hoo. We might just get everything done by, say, this time next year, which should be interesting. Unless everyone settles.
You know what would be interesting? Yeah, well, that was one of the more recent things. Is
yeah,
that,
he's,
the rumor is
he's
that
hoping that George W. Bush now, wins.
Well, that's one of the deals, too, is that, yeah, George W. is supposedly going to be more lenient on Microsoft. But the other thing is that the, 19 states that this lawsuit is involved.
Will continue to press
right,
it.
They're not going to, apparently the word is that they refuse to settle with anything short of a Microsoft breakup. So they're going to push the trial for as hard as they can. So the court's either going to have to be real nasty or there ain't going to be no settling.
Well, one of the other interesting ones is the other lawsuits have started. Like Seastrom Associates from New York are suing
join
on behalf of thousands of consumers.
Act now! Join
so
in!
I think we
I
should set up an online
action.
An online class action poll.
I tell you what, I would sue Microsoft for class action if I could get all the pirated software that I have of theirs for free.
Right.
See, I don't think I have any pirated Microsoft software. I don't like this idea.
See, I've got my own case against them, but that's due to an incident where I was harmed from using a natural keyboard.
I was actually hurt with the Microsoft wheel.
Yeah, it doesn't count, dude, if you're just being choked with the cable. They're not liable for that.
Oh.
You totally have to sue your mom.
Darn.
But I have pictures. The manual told me to
You could
it.
Sell the pictures. No.
No.
Never mind.
No. I think we should
Cowboy Neil choking.
Here's one where I got my hair caught in the Microsoft wheel.
Oh! Oh, stop it. That hurts. Oh, stop it. Mommy.
Right.
Yes,
there's
quite
a
so.
Case there.
So let's see what else is interesting. Hotmail implementing a spam filter system.
Woo-hoo.
Really?
Yeah. How? Well, I don't know. That'll be interesting.
Well, you got to be a little nervous. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people who've, procmailed their own spam filters and... You go in there into that spam folder once every 3 months and suddenly realize, that there's something in there that you kind of wanted. You got to be a little freaked out about that. On the other hand, it's spam. And actually, most of my spam comes from Hotmail. So if I could just...
Yeah,
no. My spam filter probably in the future
if
will just
can
be
have an
if
outgoing
email address
spam.
Equals Hotmail.
I think that everyone in the comments this week, if you're listening to this, put in your favorite piece of spam. Because, I know both Rob and I have started to save our spam.
It's actually, it's just an interesting thing. Every time you get a spam, you get really pissed off, and you just want to kick something, because it's like, God, this wasted 3 seconds of my time. Plus, it's fun to get mad.
I just push D.
Well, see, this is my new policy.
Nate's
I save
all zen,
it.
So.
It has something else to do with all
with
the drugs.
The bits.
All my spam, you save it, and then spam changes. It's like, yay, I win! I get some spam!
My spam
I get
folder
to save
goes
it.
Up one.
It's like 73 megs and swelling.
At least you're not
megs.
Getting viruses via your HTML email.
Well, that's like the new deal now, right? I mean,
yep.
You read your email and somebody sends you JavaScript.
And if you're running Internet Explorer 5, what the heck?
Yeah, what? Internet Explorer 5.
It's a bummer.
Huh?
Quality software engineering. We won the browser war. Ha ha!
Not a monopoly.
Oh, can it be? They're giving it away.
Well, it's not really a monopoly because it's really just another part of the OS. You have to think of every application as an extension of Microsoft
Your
Windows.
Word processor, your spreadsheet, Doom. Mm-hmm. It's all just
WinZip.
You know, it's all a part of it's all the OS. Right. Let's see. We've got somebody released a GL port of Wolfenstein.
That's
really?
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So this is like deja vu, but I gotta get that.
Last time I played Wolfenstein was on a 286.
I know.
It looked fine without the GL.
Yeah, but now you can have like 150 frames per second, and you can run it in like 1280 by 1024.
Guten Tag.
I'm living.
And you'll still be sitting on that, you know, grid-shaped board. Yep. With the gray floor.
With the gray floor. The
and the occasional lamp
single,
ceiling.
Single panel doors.
Oh, that was a great game. I played so much. I like that the walls were always the exact same depth, and the sprites for the doors were flat and inside of the wall. It was like halfway through, whoosh, there's your door. Doop. I loved it.
And you could eat dog food.
Always makes important part of video games. In Duke Nukem, it's the dancing women who pull their tops off when you press the space bar.
That's true. That was one of my favorites.
And then in Wolfenstein, it's eating dog food. So
hey,
I guess
if dog food heals you, I don't know. Other sort of things might have magical properties as well.
Mind living.
Just a bit explains Nate's habit of eating plastic.
Guten Tag.
Just so you
it
know,
will
Nate,
help me. It
dog
will
food
me
does
help.
Not heal you in real life. I know you've been trying.
Dear God, what's the matter with you, man?
So let's see. Yet another distributed computing effort.
So this is now like there's 40 of them.
Yeah, I think there's 40 of them
at last count.
I'm still holding on to my RC5. I have a strong attachment to it.
Cracking keys. Well, you know, the other options are like SETI or something. Who's like, you know, here's some packets. Hope nobody else used them.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just put my laptop into suspend.
Oh.
I know.
Well, I have to leave now. I can't be seen with the likes of you.
Well, I liked all the statistics that they were going out when they found out that the SETI packets were being duplicated.
Yeah.
It was something like how many tons of fossil fuel that had wasted.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whoa.
Well, SETI has a problem because SETI only has so much data.
Right.
And at the rate we're going, they'll use it up in 4 months.
Right.
And then it's just like, oop, okay,
sorry, no extraterrestrial life. Everybody put your radios out in your backyard now.
Please. Everyone, if
connect
you
to your computer.
Giant mental metal coils, we'll try and pull down signals.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Detect aliens in your backyard using this easy-to-use home kit.
Okay, You'll need 5 tons of aluminum.
It's a little, bit in it retails for $4.99.95.
They sell it at 2 a.m., you know, on cable.
You'll get this exciting product! And if you act now, we'll also throw in the free antenna!
Right.
So, Red Hat.
Yeah, the rumor is that they're buying Cygnus.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which seems kind of strange.
Well, okay, Cygnus, like...
Oh, I should
money.
Say for the record that I am a shareholder in Red Hat.
That's right. But Cygnus, like, makes money. They're, like the open-source company. They've been around forever. They've been making money for a while. They have more employees than Red Hat. Of course, they haven't gone public, which means they don't have, like, you know, millions of dollars sitting in a bank account. Just, woo, let's acquire somebody. Woo-hoo, there goes Red Hat. But this is totally rumor. Nobody really knows. But I've heard it from a lot of people. Hey, you know, if it's real, it's real.
Good. That was a very.
I believe in being deep and philosophical.
Journalistic certainty here.
I have no idea.
Well, holy cow!
I
think the second coming of the Buddha is in the room.
It came in my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I reckon so. Mm-hmm.
So let's see what else we got. The House has passed a digital signature bill.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Things are as they should be.
One step closer to not having to fax anytime that I need a signature. And if you can you fax this, why?
It's just data.
I can fake a signature just as easily as I can fake an email.
I know. So I don't understand that. Okay, if you have my signature, all you have to do is pixelate it a little bit and tape it and then run it through a copy machine. Oh, look. Ah, Okay.
That's what Nate and I do with Rob's stuff all the time.
That explains why I keep getting subscribed to all that porn.
No, dude.
No, that's you, that actually.
That's what we do doesn't explain that at all.
Oh, that's actually Tyler Durden or whatever.
your alter ego.
My alter ego. My other half.
We should get you an alter ego, Rob. It'd be
how
cute.
How well do you really know your own Tyler Durden?
It's 3 a.m.
I see.
Do you know where your
flashback
Tyler Durden
humor
is?
Yeah, right. The problem with Jem's alter ego is that it's a 4-year-old Swedish schoolgirl.
No, that's a 4-year-old Swedish schoolgirl?
It's really
that
confusing.
Didn't make any sense.
Yeah, not to
all
you.
Right, all right, we're done.
It
all right.
No, we're
no,
not done.
Oh, we're it's so part- not done.
Jeff's all threatened because we're going after him now. No, it's just really confusing to us watching you skip around in the front lawn with the pink little box.
Anya is a very nice little girl who is going to do very, very well.
But do you have to keep repeating those Swiss Miss commercials?
Hey,
and
conspicuous product placement. Hello?
Wearing junior Miss size small, dude. You can't even come close.
No,
it does not become you, Jeff.
Even your tan lines, even your diminished tan lines are showing.
Mm.
All right. All right. Stop that.
We'll move it.
The poll out there right now is my favorite Muppet.
Cowboy
I'm voting
Neil.
For Cowboy Neil.
Everybody vote for Cowboy Neil.
Even though I was disappointed he's only at 3%.
I know. Apparently a lot of people... Well, he's not technically classifiable as a Muppet just because nobody rams their hands up his ass makes him talk.
Sure I am. I had the sticks implanted into my wrist just the other day.
And actually, it's time to take the music.
It's time to light the lights.
He's Frank Oz's and Jim Henson's love child.
The Muppet Show tonight. Boom, boom, boom. That explains
it
why he's so cute.
It requires both Frank Oz and Jim Henson. Top rank Cowboy Neil.
A trained crack team of 10 puppeteers.
Well, it's like, that's what they have to do with all those crazy Muppets that they have now, you know? Well, I suppose now with all the computers...
The ones with the
so
lasers?
Bad. Yeah, the laser-guided ones that they're going to send into
Death
combat.
Muppet.
Next week, the Commander, Cowboy, and myself will all be at Comdex. Nate will be staying
in
Holland.
I'll be protecting the home front.
But, yeah, and we've seen how good of a job you do protecting the home front. Stay away.
I'll try not to burn anything else down during this convention.
He's
going to
go after my house this
Thanks,
time.
Thanks, dude.
That's
Nate's commitment
hopefully,
to me.
Hopefully when we move back, you'll be able to move into the new place. So.
Yeah, that'll be very nice.
Right. Yeah, Comdex, so come out and see us. It's in Vegas.
Actually,
we're really going to Adult
Vegas.
Dex, but it turns out that Comdex is just across the street.
Comdex
so
is a much better excuse.
We figured that while we're there for Adult Dex, we might as well stop in and go to that computer thing, too. I hear a couple of people are going to be there.
Yeah, I think a few.
Don't worry, I'll be signing autographs at both places.
Buck Neal.
Oh, stop. Somebody make the pain stop.
If we rig up the 303 to play us some, a really nice porn music, you know, that'd be...
I did that at home with a 505 the other day.
No. Do-it-yourself porno music in real time. Now, so what are we going to do out there? I guess we've got, like, a booth in the Linux Pavilion.
Yep.
And I guess we're going to sit there and read our email and...
And post stories.
And post stories.
And talk to people.
Woo, woo. It's going to be very exciting. If you're going to be... If you just happen to be in Vegas that week, come on down and say hi. It's only, what,
and
like...
give Cowboy Neil a big kiss.
It's only, like, $7,000 a person to get into Comdex, right?
I think it's $7,500 a person.
Or your choice of bodily organ or fluids.
No, really. All you
really?
Do is...
I could get rid of that
no,
extra
I don't
kidney
talk
and
about
go
bodily
to...
fluids anymore.
And you're just
you
nervous.
And Nate.
No, the bodily fluid thing was a passing... It was a passing thing.
No, it is a theme. I don't like this theme. I don't like where this is going.
You're just feeling a little shy because you wet your pants yesterday and we all saw it.
Don't torment him, Rob. All right. We need to sign off, I think.
He's voting now.
This is really strange. Oh, my God. He's going to blow. Quick, turn off the sound before we're all killed.
Quick, hose him down. Hose him
in the break.
See you next week.
All right.
Bye-bye.